This tea has more caffeine in a single sip than an entire cup of coffee. It's called Koicha, and by the end of this video, we'll explain why it's so high in caffeine. But before we get into that, let's briefly talk about why tea has caffeine, and what makes some teas higher in caffeine than others. Caffeine is produced by the tea plant as a defense mechanism to protect itself against insects. A thin coating of caffeine develops on the outside of the leaf, and it can be very distasteful or even poisonous to some insects. Somewhat ironically, this caffeine layer has made it much more appealing for people, with many using it throughout history for its stimulative properties. Worldwide, tea is more popular than coffee, and it's actually the world's second most consumed drink after water. Unlike coffee, tea has L-theanine in addition to the caffeine. L-theanine is an amino acid that can buffer some of the negative side effects of caffeine. This is why you won't get the same jittery feeling with green tea as you get with coffee, and you also don't get that steep crash at the end of the day. Instead, tea drinkers report having this long-lasting, calm, alert sensation throughout the day, which is perfect for long periods of work and study. Even though you won't feel as much of a jolt from the caffeine, a lot of teas have just as much, if not more, caffeine than coffee. So why does this Koicha have so much caffeine? There are five basic factors that contribute to the amount of caffeine in a tea, and this one has all five. Let's go through each one, and then we'll explain why Koicha is so high in caffeine. First, we have the shading of the tea plants. When the tea plants are exposed to sunlight, they will naturally produce catechins as a protection against the UV light. These actually produce a bitter flavor in the final tea, so if a farmer wants to produce a smoother and sweeter tea, he will cover the tea plants with a special type of netting before the harvest. As an additional side effect, the tea plant will actually produce more caffeine when it's under shade. The shading can be a stressful time for the tea plant, and it produces higher levels of caffeine to avoid being eaten by insects. This is why shaded teas like Kabusecha, which is shaded for 10 days or more prior to the harvest, are higher in caffeine than a typical unshaded Sencha. Gyokuro is shaded for even longer, at 21 days or more, so it develops an even higher amount of caffeine. A serving of Gyokuro tea can have as much as 120 milligrams of caffeine, which is twice as much as a normal Sencha. After the leaves have been shaded, it's time for them to be harvested, and how they are harvested can impact the caffeine content. This is where the second factor comes into play, and that's the age of the tea leaves. If you look at a tea plant, you'll notice these light green sprouts on top of the plant and darker green leaves towards the base. These light green leaves are the most desirable as they are the richest in flavor. They are also the most desirable for the insects because they are softer and more tender. For this reason, the tea plant produces more caffeine on these leaves in order to protect its more vulnerable parts. The older and tougher leaves towards the base of the tea plant are much less likely to be eaten, so they don't produce as much caffeine. Teas made from the older leaves like Bancha, Genmaicha, and Hojicha are much lower in caffeine compared to a tea like Sencha, which is made from the young sprouts. Because these older leaves are less sought after, the teas made from them are less expensive. This is why you can get a green tea like Bancha for a good price, and you still get that delicious green tea flavor. The tea is also higher in minerals and thought to be good for digestion. Just like the older leaves of the tea plant are tougher, so too are the stems of the tea plant. These stems contain one-third the caffeine compared to the leaves, which brings us to the third factor that influences caffeine, which is the presence of the stems. The most desirable Japanese leaf teas like Sencha, Gyokuro, and Kabusecha are made using the top three leaves of the tea plant, and if possible, without the stems. Of course, there are still some stems present in the leaves themselves, but it is nothing compared to a stem tea like Kukicha. Kukicha is made with both the stems and the leaves of the tea plant. Normally, these stems would be discarded, but the tea farmers thought a more economical approach would be to use the stems to create a new type of tea. Stem teas are appreciated all around the world for their light and floral flavors and low caffeine content. You can go for the typical Kukicha tea, which is drier with more floral notes, or the Karagane, which is a specialty stem tea made from shaded tea plants. The Karagane will have more caffeine and a sweeter, more fruity flavor profile. So when we compare the levels of caffeine in different types of teas, we have stem teas on the lower end and leaf teas on the higher end. But there is actually one more level, and that is teas that have the stems removed entirely. This is true in the case of Tencha, a tea made using the same production process used to make Gyokuro. But instead of being rolled into these tight needle-shaped leaves, the stems are removed from the leaves and they are simply dried. This tea isn't intended to be brewed, but rather turned into matcha, which leads us to the next factor that influences caffeine, and that is the grinding. This grinding process really only applies to matcha, but it has a huge impact on the amount of caffeine in a tea. When you brew a tea, you aren't extracting everything from the tea leaf. There is quite a bit that remains inside, and that also includes caffeine. You may be able to extract a majority of the caffeine in the first brewing, but that doesn't mean that you extract all of it. Matcha is different because the leaves are ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill, and then mixed directly into water. This means that you're getting everything inside the leaf all at once. For this reason, gram for gram, you get more caffeine from matcha than a high-caffeine leaf tea like Gyokuro. For this reason, gram for gram, you get more caffeine from matcha than a high-caffeine leaf tea like Gyokuro. With Gyokuro, you get 120 milligrams of caffeine with 5 grams of leaves. But with premium matcha, you get 170 milligrams of caffeine for 5 grams of powder. This leads us to the final factor, which has to do with how the tea is prepared, and more importantly, the leaf-to-water ratio. When we talk about how to brew a tea, we generally talk about three factors: the leaf-to-water ratio, the brewing temperature, and the brewing time. You'll extract slightly more caffeine from the leaves if you use a hotter temperature water or a longer brewing time. But where you'll really notice a difference is when you start to play around with the leaf-to-water ratio. We typically recommend 5 grams of leaves and 150 milliliters of water for most of our Japanese green teas. But if you really want to use 10 grams of leaves and the same amount of water, you will start to get close to double the caffeine content for the same volume of tea. I'm sure by now you can see where we're going with this. The Koicha we showed you earlier is actually a matcha prepared with an extremely high leaf-to-water ratio. It's used during special tea ceremonies, and in order to prepare it, you can use 4 grams of matcha and only 50 milliliters of water. This creates a thick paste, and in only about a sip, you can drink the whole thing and get 136 milligrams of caffeine. Matcha checks all the boxes we mentioned earlier. It's made from shaded tea plants, it's made from younger tea leaves, it has its stems removed, it's ground into a powder, and finally, in the case of Koicha, it's prepared with a lot of tea and only a tiny amount of water. You almost couldn't engineer a higher caffeine tea, and for that reason, Koicha is the highest caffeine green tea ounce for ounce. If you'd like to make your own Koicha at home, we recommend you go for a very smooth matcha like the Matcha Washimine, which comes from the premium Okumidori cultivar. When you prepare Koicha with a lower quality matcha, it will be extremely bitter, so it's very important you go for a good matcha. The Matcha Washimine is our most popular matcha, and it's made from a talented family of tea farmers outside of Kyoto. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of farmers and sampled hundreds of different green teas. We ultimately decided on a small handful of our favorites, and we're so happy to share them with all of you, with free worldwide shipping. Try some out for yourself and let us know what you think. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you have any questions about matcha or green tea in general, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.